Hello, beautiful people, and good morning. I'm about to start my walk, but I wanted to talk about this idea that I had. And like I told you, I'm trying to work through my ideas on my phone. But this came up because I've been feeling bad about not being able to be everywhere that I want to be, not being able to be able to support everybody that I want to support. And oftentimes, I feel guilty about that. When I was younger, I had so much time, you know, to do all the things, to be everywhere. And right now, like, I feel like I'm being pulled every which way. And in all honesty, I'm tired, right? And so there's this phrase that we often say, which is like, if they wanted to, they would. And I agree. In some instances, yes, right? Like, some people do choose to give you their least. Some people do choose, like, to not show up, do choose that you're not as important as whatever else is happening. And so, yes, right? So take this with a grain of salt. But everybody doesn't have the capacity. Some people want to do something, but they can't. But they're tired, but they're broke, but they're depressed, but they're anxious, right? But they haven't given enough time for themselves. October is here and every weekend is booked for me. And I don't like that. I don't like that. So that's like a personal thing I need to fix for myself. But I often sometimes even feel bad about not wanting to go somewhere just because I'm tired, just because I don't feel like it, right? And it's not because I don't love them. It's not because I don't want to support them. It's like literally because I'm exhausted, because I have nothing left to give. In the season, fall, right, I am pulling back. I am resting more. I am trying to go within myself. And there's always something to do. There's always somewhere to go. And the older I get, the more I realize is that it's not really that simple. Sometimes it's not as simple as if they wanted to, they would. Sometimes it really is like they want to, but they don't have the capacity. You know, and as someone who struggles with mental health issues, right, there are some times that I have all desire to want to show up, to want to support, to want to, you know, do the thing, all like to go all in, but I don't have the energy. And I can't just like, you know, muster it up. And the thing is, like, I have played that role, like pushing through my own depressive states and depressive moods and low energy, you know, times in my life. And then I'm super depleted. So like I'm burned out, right? And so a lot of people right now are burned out, like becoming an adult, like an adult, like a legit adult. I'm realizing like, no, people are busy. People are going through it. People are broke. Like these jobs that we working at, they exhausting us. They taking us for everything we got. Family members, stuff is happening. People are becoming ill. People are caretaking. People are raising their kids. And it's not personal. It's not personal. Like, it's not like they're personally like, I'm going to be, I'm talking about these people who mean well. I'm not going to give them, this person, what they need because I'm going to hold it back from them. No, like, I'm so grateful that I have friends that when we pick up, it's like we never left. There are times when I go weeks without talking to anybody. And when I pick up with my friends, it's like nothing ever happened, right? Because they understand my heart is with them. I love them. They're my soulmates, right? Like, they have my heart, but it's like sometimes I don't even have enough energy for myself. You know what I mean? And especially recently, with the passing of my great aunt, like, we were back and forth to Philly like a lot. We went to Savannah for a funeral. We went to Philly like to see my aunt who was ill at the time in the hospital. We went back for the funeral. We're going back again to support, you know, other stuff. And it's just like, I am exhausted. I am exhausted. This actually has nothing to do with anything. Like, every weekend in October is booked, and I don't like that. I don't like that. I love fall. Fall is my favorite season. I love the slow pace. I love to take my time. So I'm finding like the crevices of joy I can find during the week, like going to the park. Like, I'm at the park right now, about to go for a walk, or going to a restaurant, you know, during lunch. Like, so my social time is usually spent during the week. But during the weekend, usually that time is dedicated to things that I want to do, for my family, for my friends, you know, other stuff like that. Like, Exodus Summit is coming up. Stuff like that is happening. So I think, one, I need to do better with, like, I need more rest, like, unapologetically, because November, I'm resting. I'm starting my rest journey. I can actually start today, but it's fine. Anyway, but also, like, have grace for your friends. Have grace for your loved ones. Have grace for your cousins, your aunties, your uncles, your, you know, like, have grace. People are trying their best. There's a lot going on. There's like this low grade anxiety that I think we all kind of feel, this low grade of like exhaustion, or maybe high grade, maybe it's high key. You know what I mean? But it's like a lot of collective suffering is happening, and we see it. we're inundated with the news cycles and seeing what's going on with the country and don't know where we stand. Like, people have gotten to the point of exhaustion where they don't even care anymore. I've reached that stage with my, especially like with student loans and stuff. I really don't care. I don't care what y'all talking about. I don't have the capacity to even care about that. You feel me? Like, that's how tired people are. You know what I mean? I don't have the capacity to, I see the inflation happening, but I also got to eat, right? So there's a lot going on in the world. There's a collective heaviness, a collective exhaustion, and a lot of folks suffer in silence. And so they're not showing up or not responding or not calling you back because they don't care about you or they don't care about your relationship. Sometimes they're just tired. And sometimes, like, sitting in front of Netflix and doing nothing, right? Like, just like this idea, like, just because I'm free doesn't mean that I'm willing to go out and go do something. Yeah, I might be free, but I need that free time. We don't honor free time here. Like, we think that we always have to be busy, capitalism, right? Like, white supremacy, all the things. And so we carry that mindset in our relationships that, like, we have to constantly be doing. I'm grateful for friends that I can get with at the house and we just sit around and watch TV together or eat or just talk, right? It's nothing, like, super intense. Sometimes we go out, sometimes we don't. But I'm grateful for those low, the things that require the least amount of energy right now in the season. During the summer, like, let's do it. Let's go all the places. And then by the fall, I'm ready to rest. I'm ready to hang it up, you know, go into my little cubby and my little cocoon. And so anyway, this whole video is just saying, have grace with people. Sometimes people want to do it, but they just can't. They don't have the capacity. It's not personal. Like, and I know it sucks. Maybe instead of, like, berating your friend for not, I guess, responding quickly or whatever, check in on them. Hey, can I do something for you? Right? Like, can I, like, even if you send a message and say, hey, it's no rush for you to respond. I'm so grateful for messages like that. It's no rush if you respond, but hey, I'm thinking about you. Or hey, you know, I'm here when you know, when you're ready to, you know, come out of your cubby, so to speak. I'm here for you, X, Y, and Z. Send them a card. You know what I mean? But this, like, sometimes I know for myself, when I am exhausted and I feel like I haven't responded in time or well, I feel guilty. I feel guilty. And then that builds anxiety. And then I feel bad because I'm like, do I respond now? Even though it's been like 5 days, you know what I'm saying? Do they think that I'm finicky or flaky? And it's like, in all honesty, I'm just tired. And my heart wants to respond. And then when I want to respond and call back, I want to give that person my full energy, right? Like, I don't want to just give like one worded answers, what I have the capacity for now. So I save those messages until I'm ready to respond. But then at that point, it's like, is it too late? You know what I'm saying? And I've had instances where people have said that to me, and that has kind of broken me a little bit. But I'm grateful for the soft places, the soft friendships I have, like the soft connections I have with folks, the budding relationships where I'm kind of setting like, hey, I love you and I care about you, right? But I'm also only one person. You know what I mean? And I'm so grateful that I have relationships in my life that understand that, because they got stuff going on too, right? Like, everybody got stuff going on. So just have kindness, have patience, have grace, check in, because they could be going through a whole mental breakdown and then they're worried about like, oh, here's another reason why I failed, because I failed to respond to my friend. You feel me? Like, and this is from personal experience. This is stuff that I've felt. And so whenever people do that to me, like, I'm like, you don't have to apologize. It's all good. I want to make sure you're good. I want to make sure you're safe. You feel me? So yeah, so people are trying their best. People are really trying their best. So have grace. That's all. All right. I love you. I see you. Have grace with yourself. And if you're like me and you struggle with that anxiety of not responding, listen, you are one person. I don't really know that we're supposed to be as connected as we are right now. Like, when I think about what, 20 years ago? We weren't responding to text messages and phone calls like that. Like, we weren't talking on the phone all day. We're constantly connected. And it makes sense why we're tired. We're constantly getting information from social media and Twitter, Instagram, that's social media, but like YouTube, like phone calls, texts. There's like no end of connection. We don't really get a break. You know what I mean? And so because we're so connected and because we have easy access to people like that, we think that it should be an immediate response. And it's not normal. It's not normal, right? We need solitude. We need time to ourselves, especially as an introvert. I need time to recharge. I need time to not talk to nobody, to not do nothing for a little bit. And then when I come out, then I'm like, ah, shiny and new and fresh. You know what I'm saying? So have grace with yourself. You're doing the best that you can. And this world is exhausting. this world is exhausting. Don't exhaust yourself. Like, explain to people what's going on when you have the energy. And if they don't get it, maybe you need to reconsider some expectations of the relationship. And I've had to do that before. You know what I mean? Like, again, I'm only one person. And keeping up with myself is a lot, okay? I gotta schedule doctor's appointments and stuff that I haven't scheduled. It's a lot. And maintaining my relationships is very important to me. But sometimes I just don't have the energy to give the relationships what I really, really want to give, what I really desire to give it. But it's not personal. Yeah. Okay. I love you. Again, have a great day. All right. Bye.